Hello, my name is Peter Cost. A few weeks ago, I sat down with Nathaniel Giles, a 58-year-old Baltimore native. We spoke about judgment towards the homeless, and he had this to say about the matter.
Anybody that reads their Bible knows that they're not supposed to judge people. So,
what is the best thing, working in soup kitchens?
What are you doing when you say he stinks? When you don't know how you really smell to other people. You know, you might not smell that desirable to other people. But you judge that person, or just because I've seen a dirty man with hundreds of dollars in his pocket. Man taught me something when I was a kid. Me and my brother were playing basketball. He just came through the schoolyard. We had stopped playing to eat. We had bought two sandwiches. And we were unwrapping our sandwiches, and he walked through and he said,
"Is there anything else you..."
"Excuse me, sons, I'm hungry. Could I get a piece of y'all sandwiches?" And me and myself, told my brother, "You didn't know my sandwich." My brother said, "Here." He said, "Son, I didn't really want any. I just wanted to see where your heart was," and gave him $5. Now all of a sudden I want to give him my sandwich too. You see, and that was selfishness on my part, and I took it he was begging. He had a pocket full of money. He wasn't asking. He just wanted to see is anybody left in the world that cares. About his fellow man. Man hungry, he can have my sandwich. Because I know I can get another one.
I'm trying to think of something else.
Maybe he can't. So I'll think of it that way. That's why he asked me.
Nathaniel also talked about how he had to change and learn to help himself.
Well, I didn't actually...
For distribution. Every time I had that, I got locked up.
See that I needed a change to a year ago. And before that, I was kind of content with everything that was happening wrong and the way that's the way it is, and I don't believe in it, even though I used to say the white man did it. How do I blame that on a man I don't even know because of the color of his skin? He's holding me down. He's not holding me down. I quit school. I drank and drugged. So I did it to myself. You know, and I had to realize that for once I had to fess up and recognize the fact that
I didn't think I would get through all these questions.
You know, for me, partly my condition was of my own making. You know, and I don't know.
How do you feel about us coming here and
I don't blame
it
on
it doesn't bother me.
Substances or
what I went through
on alcohol or nobody else because I always had a choice not to do it. Things that led to homelessness and such things, you know. Because, like I said, it's homelessness can be a lot of reasons.